I love the
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Everybody is, the entire board is in attendance. Or I move that we call this meeting to order.
I second.
Mary Rob.
Approve.
Great. The entire board is in attendance. We have no public. I move that we approve the minutes from April 21st.
I second.
Everybody?
I approve.
Great. Mary. I move that we approve this agenda.
Second.
Good.
And I
Okay.
approve.
We are tabling the Charter Connect proposal because it would double the marketing budget of the budget that we already passed. And so we need more clarification on that. So we're not voting on Charter Connect. So we just need to do the ECS Land Trust. Amy, go.
Okay. ECS Land Trust. Hang on. I thought I opened it. Okay. This is our school improvement plan. This accesses land trust money, which for the upcoming year will be this amount, 72,824. We basically devote it to salaries because that's the easiest way to pull proof that we have to upload. I wanted to get it passed now because we can actually get this funding like in July. And we've been
Oh,
getting it in the
wow.
spring because as a new school, it took us a while to get these. But basically it's that we want so this is the Land Trust Council, our two parents and me. And the one difference is our goal before was that 60% of our elevated students would be at grade level in reading and math. We've realized as a new school, they wanted to add in who have been enrolled at least 2 years because we can't control at what level they come to us. And so it's not really fair for us. So now we're like, okay, you have to have been with us for 2 years, working with our intervention people. But it's still basically that we have at least 60%, which sounds really sad, but it's actually pretty high for a charter school, at or above grade level benchmark in reading and math. Also, since we have an assistant director, we added the goal that she would be working very closely with the head of assessment and intervention, the class teacher. So we have an extra staff person who's going to be monitoring instruction and intervention and coaching more regularly. And we're measuring it with state standardized tests, but also because we have a very large opt-out rate. We also want to use our school-based STAR assessment. We want to use teacher assessments and learning conferences and student portfolios. That just goes with our charter. So, and then we have to say where we're spending the money. So,
Okay.
if you guys approve this, then I can upload it to Utah Grants and then we can get paid on this sooner, which would be good.
Does anybody have any questions?
Just one question from the perspective of is there an obligation that if we say these funds are going to these items, are we locked into that?
Yes, so in like a year and a half, so we finally got through our first cycle. We do have to finalize, we have to do our final report for the land trust, and part of that is pulling evidence that we did spend this. But this is like a little bit less than half of her salary, a little bit less than half of her salary, and a little bit less than half of her salary. So we're not going to have any problem. And it doesn't mean we can't, as you know, spend it other places, but we're not going to have a problem documenting this because these people are already in place and I didn't do their whole salary just in case anything happened.
So it's not like federal funds where,
No, these are state funds.
it's these dollars can only go to these items and to nothing else. I'm thinking back to the example when we were setting up the school and going through some of that training where they said, if you say in this, not this exact thing, but if you say that these federal funds are going to go to purchase chairs, and you buy 40 chairs, but the funds bought 20, then you need to say 20 chairs, not just chairs. That so
Yes.
this doesn't have that level of
No.
specificity requirement.
No,
Great.
we just have
That's my
to
only
show
question.
that we did pay these individuals at least this much.
And but the only question I had was, What was our second choice? Does that make sense? Was there another project we thought of funding, or is there another project that's eligible for funding? Like, what? So this
I
sounds
know.
great, but what are we not doing? Okay, I guess what my question is, what's the opportunity cost? By doing
So
this, what are we not doing with that type of money?
this is, even though it's the land trust plan, and even though in general they say, do any school improvement plan you want. When we submit anything else, they come back and say, no, we want to see a percentage of growth and we want it to be a core subject like early reading or math. So we don't really have a lot of, they really want this money spent in this way.
Okay,
But we have
that
other
makes sense.
monies that we're spending in other ways.
Meaning we would know this won't get rejected, and I got it. Okay, got it. Okay, that makes sense to me.
We can't just, we can't just spend it on anything.
PE classes, we want better kickballs or
I
something.
know. So I have to submit this. They either approve it or tell me what to change. But, and the first year they had small edits. I didn't have any edits for the second year because
Okay.
then I understood what they
Okay,
needed. So,
then that answers my question.
yeah.
Any other questions? I move that we adopt the ECS Land Trust plan for 26-27.
Second.
I approve.
Okay, great. Now we are going to go into a closed session.
Wait, wait,
So
wait, wait, wait.
everybody, wait.
I want to ask something if it's okay during the board
Yeah.
meeting. So we're not talking about the Charter Connect is another marketing company, and we've been struggling with our current marketing company and how their ads are translating into actual enrollment. But we don't, but we want to table this because honestly, we don't need to start advertising for the following year until like January. So we can absolutely table this and decide. But what I want to know from the board, are you okay? Target River just sent the renewal contract, and I would prefer to not renew right now or to only renew and have them do organic posts. So that would be a renewal of like $5,000 instead of the $30,000 that they want us to renew, because I'm not sure their ads are productive. But we don't cross that bridge until January. I
Who did
don't.
we? I thought whoever used the first year was good. Like I saw ads. Is this the same company or is this a di
It's
would
the
we use?
same company, but we are trying to track the leads, and we've gotten a lot of leads that aren't targeting the right people. Like we've even gotten out of state leads, and so,
Oh, got it.
but I want to see what happens. Like we got a lot more leads in the last 2 weeks because May parents start looking for new schools. So I kind of want to step back and take a look at, maybe it's just going to be better. They charge a lot for their advertising, but they aren't able or willing to track their ads and people clicking on their ads and that moving into enrollment. And Charter Connect will track that. That
Okay.
doesn't mean they'll get better results, but just kind of makes me go. When I ask someone if they can track how effective their ads are and they tell me no, kind of, So, but it's not, so I'm not asking about this. I'm saying, are you okay with me staying to Target River? We want to wait on the ad decision until January when we actually need ads. They could continue to make our organic posts because they do a good job with that and they work on content and messaging with me on that. But I would rather not commit to them for ads because I kind of want to see how it shakes out for this year and how it translates to enrollment.
I personally don't really care what you do, but your budget for marketing is $30,000.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's my opinion.
my
Okay.
question would be, does the contract allow that?
Yes,
Or
the contract. Well, they might not, they might say no. They might say they won't do the organic posts unless we sign the whole contract.
well, it's worth asking him.
Yeah, it's worth asking.
So if we don't renew the contract, it just the contract ends.
It ends at the end of June.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes,
Okay,
closed
closed
session.
session.
Do you need me to put this into the chat in this session? Is that how we did it last time that
I
worked the
mean, I'm
best?
looking at it right now, so I'm going on my way right now.
Okay.
So click on that link to go to closed session.
Yeah, it'll say leave and join.